Now let's come right up to date. What's your health like now?
Well, I still have various residual problems from hearing, certainly. I get very giddy, and that's chiefly because of no hearing at all in the left ear. Something goes wrong with the levels in the cerebellum or whatever it is. And I do get very giddy. In fact, at night in the dark, it's as if I've had a couple of bottles of whiskey staggering about. I do feel that inability to walk straight. But I've had that a long time. That's purely due to not the drink. This is to do with the hearing in the dark when you lose points of where you're going and the rest of it. Still do that. I still have a lot of ear problems with this. And I don't suffer from tinnitus badly, but I cannot sleep on the left and deaf ear because I get this awful banging and noise and almost thumping sometimes. So I can't do that, but I learned to cope with that. Giddiness, have that a bit. Yes, mentioned that. What else is wrong? I think the last time I was with my consultant, he said he thought there was something a bit wrong with her heart in terms of irregular this, that and the other. But since I don't understand her heart, I couldn't quite follow what he was saying. But I don't think that's too bad. Eyes, I've mentioned, I think, they're not so good. They don't want me to drive now except to the railway station. They don't mind. That's only 2 or 3 miles away. And to the supermarket, that's the most valuable thing a car is for these days. No parking problems. Bring it all, the bags back into the drive. Apart from things like that, they don't want me to drive very much, so I don't drive anywhere. So when I have to go out, which I do an awful lot, I say, yeah, I'll come with pleasure, but you'll have to send me a car or something. If I go, if there's a train, I can go, but there's still not a lot of trains to anything. So I have to be a bit careful about those sort of things. But in general, I feel okay.
And can you describe your current lifestyle?
Well, I go to bed early. I go to bed early, very, very often about 9 or 9:30. I hope that I'm not going to feel poorly in the middle of the night. I get up early in the morning. In Oxford, where we are now, the best time of the day is early in the morning till about lunchtime. It very often turns sour over the lunchtime. So get up, very often go and walk for a paper before breakfast. Have breakfast. I used to cook myself some fry up every morning, but I don't do that so much now. And then until recently, I would do the crossword, look at the mail, write a few letters, listen to a bit of music, mow the lawn. 2 or 3 times a week, go out to talk, almost always these days for charities, like I'm doing tonight, for example, up at the hospital. Try always to get back, as I say, fairly early. Listen to the Archers. The most civilised quarter of an hour of every day for me is an hour. Changes a bit, but the last few years, 7 to 7:15. Read quite a lot. But I live a busy life. Mow the lawn. Did I mention mowing the lawn? That's one of the most important things.